people all are going to thank me for not singing this reading, which is actually the lyrics to a song, but I'm not going to sing it for you. Especially because it's a song by Hank Williams Sr., and I cannot master how his voice sort of comes in and out. But it's from his song called Rambling Man. I can settle down and be doing just fine until I hear an old train rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and pack, and if I didn't leave, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand. When the Lord made me, God made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road starts to call on me, I know there's something over the hill that I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, God made a rambling man. I love to see the towns passing by and to ride these rails beneath God's blue sky. Let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, because that's the life I believe was meant for me. And when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say, God's called home my rambling man. This is a haunting song with a beautiful twang when you hear it. And the character in the song is sorry he can't stay in one place, can't settle down and be comfortable with the way things are. Part of him would like to stop moving. He'd like to, but he gets this all-consuming craving to see what's over that next hill. He's not satisfied with the understanding of the world that he has today. There's more to the story, more to what it means to be alive. And he knows he won't find the answer, the whole answer, standing still. He needs movement more than certainty. Hard as it may be to understand, he is going to be searching and seeking until he dies. Unitarian Universalists, whether we know it or not, have this same tune inside us. There is no resting long in one understanding, one truth, one way of seeing the world or each other or God. At the heart of our religion, there is a journey rather than a destination. Our faith does not offer rewards or punishments. Even our seven principles are not destinations, but ideals we will spend our lives trying to live up to. Long ago, our religious forebears decided that we should use reason to interpret the Bible. They taught that it was okay to challenge creed or dogma if they didn't make sense. Instead of only using a sacred text to make sense of the world, our forebears insisted we should use our own experience, the human experience, as a sacred source. During the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century, the first and only, sadly, Unitarian king, John Sigismund, passed an edict, and he said that ministers should be free to preach from their conscience and their intellect, without being afraid that someone was going to charge them with heresy and jail them or burn them at the stake. Now, religious forebears also said, if the minister's mind could be free, those listening should be allowed to think freely too. Even when it means disagreeing with the minister. All of these developments were radical in their time, but we don't always consider what all of this religious freedom and using our minds as well as our hearts and souls, what that actually boils down to meaning. It all adds up to being on a perpetual journey. pilgrimage is at the heart of our religion. As Unitarian Universalist minister A. Powell Davies said, religion should be the height of all adventure. This may be freeing, but it is not always easy. There are, of course, convictions and certainties that we hold as Unitarian Universalists. Yet next week, we could hear some wisdom out of the Islamic tradition or have a conversation at coffee hour that disrupts all the old ideas we held about the world and our place in it. And this sends us off journeying again. As spiritual seekers, we are not alone, of course. There's a story in the Jewish scriptures about a particularly meaningful pilgrimage. Jacob is one of the patriarchs of the Jewish faith. He is the grandson of Abraham and Sarah. God speaks to Jacob many times, guiding his actions and ordaining him as the father of the tribes of Israel. Jacob has many adventures on his journey toward trying to fulfill this destiny his God has given him. He eventually marries two women, has 11 children, and after hearing a message from God, he moves his large family off on a pilgrimage toward the land of Canaan, the land of their ancestors. And one evening, while his wives and children are sleeping, Jacob encounters a strange man in the middle of the night who challenges him to a wrestling match. They wrestle until daybreak. And then the stranger says, "Let me go, the sun's coming up." And Jacob replies, "I won't let you go until you bless me." And then in a very odd turn of events, the stranger reveals himself to be God in a human body. And he does blesses him, saying, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and humans and prevailed." And Jacob names the place where that wrestling match happened Peniel, which means face of God. And the divine stranger disappears, and Jacob and his family continue along their way. But Jacob is incredibly sore from his all-night struggle with God. It changed his whole identity and how he saw the world, and that makes us sore. Some theologians see this story as a metaphor. We have each wrestled with higher meaning, trying to make sense of it. Many Unitarian Universalists describe wrestling with the faith of their childhood, feeling that there was something troubling about their parents' faith that they could not accept. Yet it was very hard to break free from years of tradition. They wrestled a lot longer than one night with this old concept of God and faith that isn't working for them anymore. They're searching for some new way of believing that can bless rather than stifle their life. We wrestle with our belief in the goodness of human nature when we hear stories of cruelty and violence carried out by human beings. That deals a blow to our faith. We have to dig deep, wrestle with our own fear, prejudice, and doubt until we are made stronger, until we don't just say that we believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all people, but we understand why we believe this, know why it matters to treat each soul with respect and compassion. Unitarian Universalism is a faith we have to wrestle with before it takes the shape of a faith we can dedicate our lives to. There is no one-size-fits-all, one spiritual path to lay out in front of our congregations on Sunday mornings that will work for everyone. Instead, we wrestle with meaning until we are sore from our change in identity and perspective. Yet in the end, we earn the blessing of learning what our firmly held convictions are. Of course, not all spiritual pilgrimages are physical adventures, and not all spiritual pilgrimages are intellectual struggles. Some of our most meaningful pilgrimages are journeys inward. And often the most intense journeys inward come after a time of loss. You may be familiar with the story of Demeter and Persephone, the Greek goddess Demeter. Demeter is the goddess of the harvest, of agriculture, the earth, fertility. She is the goddess who oversaw the cycle of life and death. Pretty powerful woman. Demeter could sit up on top of the clouds and look down at the pristine world she kept going. The green grass, the fragrant flowers, the golden glow of the corn at harvest time. But nothing gave Demeter more joy than watching her daughter Persephone explore that world. Demeter was a very proud mother. And one day, Persephone was picking flowers, and Demeter was off elsewhere, making sure the rain fell at the right time and in the right amount, keeping the sun warm but not too hot, ensuring that the soil was rich enough for diverse crops to grow, keeping agriculture perfectly balanced, which is no small task. So Demeter did not see Hades, the god of the underworld, split open the earth, grab Persephone, and return underground. Hades had decided that Persephone should be his wife. So poor Persephone could scarcely scream before she disappeared underground. Demeter could not find her daughter anywhere. And as time wore on, even though she was a goddess, she began to worry. When Persephone had not shown up for days, Demeter retreated into a deep gloom. The corn stalks began to wilt. The sun was obstructed by thick gray clouds. The earth hardened, and it began to look a lot like upstate New York in late January. But it ends. We know it ends. The gods and the humans become very concerned. If Demeter continues to mourn, everyone's going to starve. So finally, one of the goddesses in Zeus's court mentions that she had seen Hades taking Persephone into the underworld. Very helpful, thank you. Immediately, Demeter came to life and demanded that Hermes, the messenger god, bring Persephone back to the world where she belonged. But unfortunately, Persephone had eaten some pomegranate seeds in the underworld. And there was this unspoken law that if you ate something from the world of the dead, you had to stay. But being gods and goddesses, they worked out a compromise. 4 months of the year, Persephone would stay underground with Hades, and the rest of the year she would spend above ground with her mother in the sunshine. Often the most intense spiritual journeys we take occur after loss. We get divorced, someone we love dearly dies, and we are plunged into a time of searching. We need community to be held by the love of others while we do the searching, but we have to do the searching ourselves. But we also realize through the fog that the something we are searching for, that something that will bring us some measure of peace and healing, can only be found inside of us. We can be held by others, but we have to do the searching. This myth about Persephone and Demeter paints a much more honest picture of grief after loss. When we go on inward spiritual pilgrimage in a time of loss, we will not find things the way they were. We can't find the world that was, no matter how hard we search. For Demeter, the sun does shine again. The world regains its color and vibrancy, but not the whole time. Demeter did not deny that there was still beauty in the world, still life everywhere, even though she had lost her daughter. She just honored her grief, too. There were times when the ground was soggy and cold and the light barely shone, because that is the world we have to navigate after great loss. We learn to hold both realities and draw wisdom and strength from both the summer and the winter. Physical pilgrimage can take us up steep hills in search of something sacred. Our pilgrimage takes us inward in search of the sacred within us. And our Unitarian Universalist forebears taught us that there is a spark of the divine in every life, that every life has worth and dignity. Resilience and compassion are native to the human soul. The journey will be painful and difficult at times, but if we continue the pilgrimage inward, we will find the spiritual resources we need, at first to survive, and then to live more and more fully. For religious people such as us, people who know pilgrimage as a way of faith, the most important part of our spiritual pilgrimage is to take the journey we took this morning to be in community together. What will it matter if I gain all the insight in the world on my own personal spiritual quest, but have no one to share it with? No one to share their story with me and remind me that I am not alone on this spiritual journey? What will it matter if I work out the intellectual details of what I believe, but have no community to hold me in compassion just as I am? No one to get into a debate with during coffee hour. What will it matter if I do not join this host of precious souls, this group of people who will hold me accountable to continuing to grow spiritually, emotionally, and morally? Unitarian Universalist churches are outposts where we come to rest together and reflect on the journey. We come to church to ensure that we are stopping long enough to savor a new wisdom, to be grateful for our lives. We come to make sure that we sit long enough with our spiritual and emotional struggles so that our souls are challenged and can grow. Here we face the world's pain and suffering, the great hunger, and we pause to feel the way that suffering anywhere harms our shared humanity. We are on a pilgrimage leading to a life lived with compassion, curiosity, and courage. All the moments that add up to a life well lived. That is the only destination that will bring us peace. Blessings on your journey toward meaning and truth. Blessings on your journey in search of hope and the resilience within you. Blessings on our centuries-old covenant of curiosity and compassion and ongoing pilgrimage. Blessed be. Amen.